Chapter 3. The Break with Rome. Early in 1526, Henry met a young English lady of the court. Her name was Anne Boleyn. She had long black hair and dark eyes. She spoke French and wore elegant French clothes. She was very lively, intelligent, and interested in politics. Henry fell in love with her immediately. Several men of the court fell in love with her too. Anne had a six finger on her left hand. Her enemies called her a witch. Henry wanted to marry Anne Boleyn and have a son with her. He decided to divorce Catherine, but he needed permission from the Pope in Rome. He asked Cardinal Wolsey to convince the Pope. After a few years, the Pope refused the divorce. Henry was furious with Wolsey and the church. He accused Cardinal Wolsey of treason, and he died soon after. In 1529, Henry chose Sir Thomas More, a great scholar and an honest man, as Lord Chancellor of England. Sir Thomas More was Lord Chancellor until 1532, when he was beheaded because he opposed Henry's break with Rome. In 1533, Henry also chose a new Archbishop of Canterbury, Thomas Cranmer. Cranmer wanted to change the church. He believed in the absolute power of the king. Cranmer encouraged the use of the Bible in English. He also helped to establish the Protestant Church in England. He later annulled Henry's marriage to Catherine of Aragon. In January 1533, Henry and Anne Boleyn were secretly married. Catherine of Aragon was banished from court and died alone 3 years later. By May 1533, Anne Boleyn was Queen of England. 4 months later, she gave birth to Princess Elizabeth, another girl. Henry was desolate. He wanted a son more than anything. In 1534, Thomas Cromwell, Henry's new Lord Chancellor, helped put into effect the Act of Supremacy. With this act, Henry became the supreme head of the Church of England. Henry was soon tired of Anne, because she did not give him a son. He then met another lady called Jane Seymour and fell in love with her. Anne, Henry's second wife, was accused of adultery and treason. She was imprisoned in the Tower of London and was beheaded in May 1536. 11 days after Anne Boleyn's execution, Henry married Jane Seymour. She was a quiet, docile lady who brought happiness to the royal family. In October 1537, Jane gave birth to a son, Prince Edward. King Henry was overjoyed and the whole country celebrated. Unfortunately, after 12 days, the queen died from an infection. Henry mourned her for a long time. Jane, his third wife, was probably his favourite. Henry now had an heir. Prince Edward was the future King of England. He was first in succession to the throne because he was a male. Edward was intelligent and received an excellent education from the best scholars. To show his power and importance, Henry VIII built magnificent palaces such as St. James's Palace and Whitehall Palace. He also built castles and more than 50 houses around England.